Well, welcome to Feeling Bossy, Part 2. Now, I'm going to try to recreate what was beginning to come together in Unfinished Symphony when I was interrupted. We'll see how it goes. Before we begin, check your fingernails. Make sure you don't have any jagged or rough spots on the nails you're going to be using to fuck your ass. And if you do, trim them or file them so they won't damage yourself. Alright, if you have lube, get it and have it handy. Also, if you have an anal toy that you'd prefer to play with, you're welcome to substitute it for your fingers when I'm requesting penetration of your ass. I'll be talking about fingers because I'm assuming there will be some anal virgins who don't have toys to play with yet. And I want them to be able to play too. Okay, ready to start? If you want to play along, get naked. I know, some guys will prefer to just listen. But I think you know what I want you to do. So, if you want that to guide your actions, get naked. We're going to start with you on your knees, with your knees spread wide and your feet together in a V-shape. Sit your ass down on your feet. Now, if you need a blanket or some other padding under your legs for comfort, you can do it now, but hurry up. All right. Everybody ready? I want you to start by focusing on your breathing. Think of it as a bit meditative, but I want you in the proper headspace. And worry about your job or your car needing repairs or other such things will interfere with my playtime. And that's just not acceptable. So follow along, pet. Deep breath in for a count of five. One, two, three, four, five. Hold for five, four, three, two, one, and release. And as you breathe out, feel your brain emptying of all your worries and stresses and cares. You exist solely for my pleasure. You are my toy. Your only responsibility is to be a good plaything and obey my commands. Another deep breath in for five. One, two, three, four, five. Hold for five, four, three, two, one, and release. Again, as you breathe out, empty your brain. Breathe out your sentience with the air. Focus on obedience. You only have to obey now. Thinking is neither required nor expected. You do not have to read my mind because I will tell you exactly what I want from you. You only have to obey. Now, during this audio, I will generally refer to you as pet or boy. Pets exist to please their owners, don't they? Do you want to please me, pet? Stretch your knees out wider. I know you can. Nobody ever does the maximum stretch on the first try. I want you to ache for me a bit. Good boy. All right. I want you to go and adjust yourself so that you're on your hands and knees. Make sure your stance is fairly wide, but also stable, since I will be asking you to be a tripod for a lot of the time, and as one of your hands does my bidding, you know? As you get on your hands and knees, I want you to concentrate on the feel of the air on your skin. The feeling of vulnerability as you spread your legs and leave your cock and balls dangling and exposed. Clench your ass and think about what I'm going to ask you to do with it for my pleasure. You want to be a good toy, don't you? Focus on your breathing again. Easy, slow breaths in and out. Imagine my hands running over your body as I expect you. Would I be pleased with your posture? If I held up a picture of what you look like right now, would people be envious of my pretty toy? Remember that everything you do reflects on me. You want me to be happy, don't you? Adjust your posture if you have to, so that you would be pleasing to me. I want you to think about your cock now. How is it responding to this situation? Is it erect or semi-erect? Flaccid? Are you aroused, wondering what I'm going to require of you tonight? I want you to take your non-dominant hand, the one you don't write with. I want you to start to touch your body. Glide it over your opposite arm, your shoulder, your belly, and each of your thighs in turn. Reach around to your back and touch the back of your thighs and your ass. Not your asshole, not yet. Just the fleshy outside cheeks of your ass. Don't touch your cock yet, toy. I haven't given you permission. I want you to cup your balls and give them a firm tug to wake them up and invite them to playtime. Knead them in your fingers and reach your hand back to apply a firm circular pressure against your taint. Now that's the ridge that extends from the back of your balls to your ass. Go back to your balls and knead them again. Does your cock want to play? If you have lube, apply some to your hands so that stroking your cock will make nice, wet, squelchy sounds. I love wet, squelchy sounds. If you don't have lube, lick or spit on your hand as a substitute. I want you to start stroking your cock with long, smooth strokes. Start at the base and pull the skin up with you as you stroke, and then pinch it over the head of your cock like a foreskin. And hey, if you have an actual foreskin, this is just a little easier for you to do. Then glide your hand back down to the base and repeat the process. Slow, long glides up and down the full length of your cock. Is my toy warming up? Is his cock getting hard? Focus on your form and on making yourself as visually pleasing for me as possible. This is not about you getting pleasure. It's about me receiving it. Your pleasure is feeding me now. You exist to please me, don't you, toy? Keep your rhythm up so that you're aroused and on edge, but do not come. Your orgasm belongs to me, and it does not please me to allow you one yet. Vary your speed and grip as required to keep yourself from coming prematurely and ruining my fun. Are you finding it awkward to stroke with your non-dominant hand? Good. That pleases me. Stop stroking now. get up so you're kneeling up. And then I want you to arrange yourself so that you're sitting on your ass with your feet pushed up close to your ass and your hands behind you. And think of a crab position and make sure to keep your knees and feet spread wide. Try to get as comfortable as you can in this position, because I want you focusing on the feelings we're going to be giving you as we fuck your ass, and not on your aching limbs. Again, if you have lube, apply some to your fingers, this time of your dominant hand. Now, if you don't have lube, then spit on them, because we want them nice and wet. Touch your fingers to your asshole and start to move it in a circular motion. Don't penetrate right away. And just focus on the sensation of the slickness of the lubes as your fingers circle your slutty little hole. Clench your ass and feel your hole move against your fingers. Think about how your fingers will feel buried in that warm heat. Push against the surface of your hole and put just the tip of your finger inside and wiggle it a bit. Start fucking yourself back and forth with just the tip of your finger. And gradually get it inserted to the second knuckle. And start fucking yourself with a nice, smooth motion to the tip. And then back to that knuckle. Now, if you're more experienced and you want to push all the way in, you can. But be gentle with my ass. I want pleasure and not pain. No, slightly uncomfortable stretch is fine at first. Oh, fuck. Love watching a man fuck his ass. Fuck in and out of your ass slowly. For a count of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Alright, pull your fingers out of your ass and return to stroking your cock, this time with your dominant hand. I want you to stroke your cock until you feel right on the edge of coming, and then stop stroking again and fuck my little asshole for me again with your finger. Reapply lube as necessary. Yes. I know it's messy, but I'd rather you use too much lube than too little, especially if you haven't ever played with your ass before. Fuck my asshole for me while we talk. How do you feel, pet? Do you enjoy being my plaything, my little fuck toy? Check your posture again and adjust yourself if you need to, so that you'll be my pretty little toy and give me pleasure. Good boy. Now we're going to see if you can find your prostate. On most men, it's about 2 to 3 inches in, so if you need more lube, add it now. Also, if you're doing this audio without lube, you may want to skip this part, because you do not want to damage my ass. If you have to skip this part, just keep fucking yourself while the rest of us play Find the Prostate. Okay. Angle the pad of your finger towards your cock and feel for an area that's a little more firm than the area around it. It's about 2 to 3 inches deep, and for many men, it's a really delicious source of pleasure when it's massaged. Now, as you get aroused, the prostate tends to swell, so that's why it's a good idea to look for it after you've been playing with yourself for a bit. Don't be frustrated if you can't find it at first. Barring any surgeries, every man has one, So if you're patient and persistent, you will find it. And if you do find it, fuck yourself for another count of five and focus on tapping that area on each count. Five, four, three, two, one. Pull your finger out of your ass and begin stroking your cock again. I am going to allow you to orgasm at any point after this one without displeasing me. You have been such a good boy to allow me to play with you. If you want to stroke your cock and fuck your ass at the same time, you can lie on your back and relax. And then lift your legs up and curve them into your belly so you can reach your ass. And if you're somewhere with furniture, you can put your feet against the furniture to provide some comfort while you play. This is some more freeform playtime part of the audio, so feel free to move yourself into whatever position you most prefer to play with your cock and your ass, and give yourself maximum pleasure. Love watching my boy pleasure himself. Such a dirty little boy you were today. You were so delicious. Does your body ache, pet? I hope when this audio is over that you ache just a bit, so you remember me as you go about your day. Stroke yourself as fast or as slow, as hard or as gentle as you need to make yourself come. Watching you come. Ooh, that pleases me, pet. Now, I'd like some feedback from my boy about how this audio made him feel. What parts did he especially like? Did he find some of the instructions hard to execute? And what would he have done differently if he'd had a choice? Such a good boy to fuck yourself for my pleasure. I am so pleased with you.